Live. We're launching in hour number 3 of the program. You can bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy those on us. And if you have more debt than you can pay, you don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that'll show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. We go back to Sean in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Sean, you barely had a chance to get your thoughts out before we had to go to the news break, so if you could just recap, what were you calling about tonight?
Okay. I was, you know, thinking of how the government is, you know, prying into our lives.
Sure is.
Now they're tracking everywhere we go. They're listening to all of our telephone conversations, probably reading all of our email addresses, conversations or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being is that, you know, the government is supposed to be transparent, and the people are supposed to be opaque. And it has switched around somewhere.
Sure has.
But, you know, here's the deal. I think they're looking for relationships, you know. It's like, you know, I don't know about you. You know, how many friends and different types of friends you have. But in my life, I've run across, you know, thousands of people that I would consider friends, you know, maybe only 30 or so that are close friends.
Okay.
But the reality of it is, I don't even, I have some very close friends that I will not even introduce to my other close friends. Do you catch my drift?
Not really.
Are they your drug dealers? Is that what you mean?
I'm telling you that maybe they're hippies, or maybe they're slobs, maybe they're roaring drunks. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Okay.
The fact of the matter is I have relationships that I protect from other relationships that I have myself.
I protect that. There's certain relationships that I protect too, so I sort,
and
of,
you're sort of understand.
So, you're saying
so
you're
why do I want the government to know all of my ins and outs?
I don't.
And they can find out your relationship, so they go, hey, how come your car stops at this address?
Right.
Who is
that?
Yeah,
you know,
guy?
It may just very well be that somebody that you...
He doesn't really work.
Sure, it may very well be that someone that you know, you don't know well enough, and maybe they're a drug dealer in their spare time, but you didn't know that, and you went over to their house to borrow a DVD from them or something like that, and then all of a sudden you get arrested because you've been to the drug dealer's house within a certain time frame because they were investigating the drug dealer. These are things that could happen with this new GPS tracking system that they're planning on putting in everyone's cars.
I think that could happen very easily, but... Now, there's an argument that is thrown out for almost every kind of, you know, paranoid type, you know, the people that would put you in a paranoid category. And they say this. They say, well, what do you have to hide?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
you
old, if you don't have anything to hide, then
why
does it matter?
I have plenty to hide. And, you know, and my grandparents were hiding different things than I'm hiding now. And my grandchildren are going to hide different things than I'm hiding now.
Yeah, well, and the fact is, even if you don't have something to hide, as far as, even if your lifestyle isn't illegal, down the line, they could change the law. And down the line, you could have something to hide. Like, you know,
everybody does something illegal. Everybody does something illegal, whether it's just speeding or...
Sure. Dude, thanks for the call, and thank you for the concern. It's a valid point, and you're right. A lot of people do have things to hide. Not necessarily things that are harming others, but just things they might want to keep private. Now there'd be no privacy.
You know, if you look at, you know, there's I forget whose philosophy this is, but, you know, as long as you're not harming anyone else, why is it anyone else's business?
Well, that's the laissez-faire philosophy. That's our philosophy generally on this show. And, Sean, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
And, you know, the government, just because you don't necessarily have something to hide, even if the government just suspects you might be doing something that they don't like, they can ruin your day or ruin your life. I mean, we have over 700,000 people on the terror watch list and the no-fly list. There aren't 700,000 terrorists in the United States. I'd be willing to bet money on it. So, you know, there are obviously hundreds of thousands of people on a list that prevents them from traveling normally, and they've done nothing wrong. The government just thinks that maybe they did something.
Yeah, the government's just, they don't care either. They could care less if you're on that list. They don't take any of those people off the list. You can beg and plead and cajole them. They won't do it.
No,
they don't have any reason to take anybody off.
Yeah, even if your name's just the same, they don't bother to take the time to look into it and see if you are that John Smith or whoever.
No, it doesn't even matter if you've been investigated time after time. Every single time you go through, they can't just mark your file and say, okay, we've checked this guy out 50 times now. We know that he's okay. They can't do that. So every single time you go through security, you'll get flagged if you're on that list. It's just awful. Let's continue with the phone calls. David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David. David, Montana. Going once. Hello.
Yeah, the mileage taxation is the backdoor implementation of the Kyoto Treaty. It's a part of the carbon tax. We're all going to get credited so many carbon credits. It's going to be like a whole nother money kind of deal. You'll be able to buy stuff, and everything's going to have carbon level, you know. And you, when you buy something, you're going to be using up all your carbon credits.
You know, what does that mean? Well, there's a certain amount of carbon dioxide.
And then you'll be able to sell them if you don't use them. See, that's going to be the seller. That's going to be what's going to get everybody, because it's going to be a way that you could trade your carbon credits. And with companies, it's going to be even bigger scams and everything. Then
what sort of products?
Carbon credit banks and everything.
I don't know much about this.
Huh?
What sort of products would apply here beyond gasoline?
Well, like stuff that uses energy that's electric. You know, anything that's made in a big factory or anything. You know, so
like an air conditioner would that?
Yeah, that will be that will use up so many of your carbon credit if you bought a new air conditioner, a new dishwasher.
But you can buy more carbon credits by going and
planting
trees. If you don't
use any, you'll be able to sell your car or cash them in. See, if you check out the Kyoto Treaty, this is all part of it. See, but the president didn't sign it, so they're backdoor implementation all of this stuff.
And
what I wanted to call too about is nobody talks about the medical and dental problem, about what's the extraordinary disproportion between what we get paid as common workers and what the medical and dental care costs. It's like we're being extorted through something that's a natural thing.
Well, that has a lot to do with the fact that the government's in there regulating the industry to death.
And
I think it even bigger than that, because this guy that called before me, he was talking about the 10 steps to fascism. Like, we're there already with our medical. This new healthcare plan is that it's going to be that everybody's got to buy a insurance plan,
Massachusetts, where it's mandatory insurance.
A product from a company that's going to be making profit. If they make profit, that's fascism.
If they don't make profit, it's still awful.
They do it with homes. They do it with driving. And the next thing they're going to be doing it with is food. And when it gets that bad, the only way we could do anything is just stop buying, take care of one another.
Well, there's nothing wrong with buying things. You have to buy things in order to live and, enjoy life.
We're being extorted in a roundabout way. It's all extortion.
Yeah,
I think it's people have abdicated their responsibilities towards paying for things healthcare maintenance and that kind of thing. So therefore, they expect insurance companies to take care of it.
Treaties. These treaties that were being entered into without us even knowing.
Right. Yeah, I actually hadn't heard much about this carbon tax thing. And David, thank you for the call. I'd seen it mentioned. Hillary Clinton has mentioned it. Some of these other politicians have been talking about a carbon tax, but that was the first time I'd actually really heard anything about it.
I believe the United Kingdom has started implementing a rather limited, a fairly simple carbon tax, but they count things like air miles. When you if you take a vacation and you fly, that uses up a lot of your carbon credits. If somebody doesn't use a car or fly, they have excess carbon credits and they sell them.
The BS of it all is that carbon dioxide just doesn't. It compared to methane, it's a 20th of the danger as far as greenhouse gases. Methane comes from animals. Animals are things we eat. They might be able to tax us on all those other things, but it's just BS.
You mean I'm going to have to start paying a fart tax, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
Methane credits, they could do it.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, December 11, 2007. Gold 804.70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $828.95, $408.55 for half, $204.28 for quarter. That's $828.95, $408.55, and $204.28. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Mary in Kansas City, listening on KCXL, KCTO. Hello, Mary.
Yes, KCXL.
Yeah, you're, the KCXL's got a simulcast station there, so I was just naming the other station. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, when you say state, what exactly are you referring to?
It depends, and what instance we referred to it. Sometimes state just means the government in general, like the state. Sometimes it means specifically the state government. Could mean either of those.
Yeah, it's not really the best word. It really isn't. Why do you ask?
Well, because there's specific definitions that do not intertwine with each other. It either means this or this.
And I think I've given you two working definitions.
Well, now, the term state is it's kind of a weird term. I mean, the general term, like, for instance, if you look at politicians when they say, and by the power invested in me by the state, well, there's no, you know, landmass that can invest power in someone. And there's also, you know, the government itself, just a group of individuals, they can't vest power in someone either. So generally the concept of state is a fallacious one indeed. It's just that we use it out of old habit more so than anything else. But what was your point?
Well, that there's two types of state. There's the government state, the territorial one, and then there's the state of the union of the people.
Okay.
And they're both separate. They cannot intertwine with each other. Each of them have their own set of laws that cannot cross over each borders.
All right. Now,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, where were you going with this? Just pointing that out?
No, I was just wondering if you knew that.
I guess I don't understand the specific. Can you give me a specific instance how these things would not intertwine
and
cross each other?
According to government's definition of state, it's a political definition. State means a territorial state
mm-hmm.
or possession of the United States. And since it's their jurisdiction, United States only means District of Columbia. The term District of Columbia means United States or U.S. And then there's
it's all very academic. Now, Mary, you're the lady that called in last week talking about how you don't actually have a driver's license anymore, that you had gone and surrendered your driver's license to the government there, and that now that the state
government.
Some would argue that the state doesn't really exist, that all there are is just individuals doing business at the point of a gun, but that's a whole other discussion. So you had told us about that. I find that absolutely fascinating. And so you are driving around today without actually a state government driver's license. You have a common law license. You're a common law identification card. Have you had any more encounters with the police since we last heard from you?
Yes. The other, to finish what I was saying, another definition of state is Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Or the Providence of Canada. I am told that that Mexico has been added to the word state.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's certainly up for discussion, but the question about the cops, do you have any answer there?
Well, what I want to know is, what I just mentioned, do you live in any of those areas?
I do not.
Okay, then that's why you don't have to have a state driver's license, because you're not in that jurisdiction.
Well, I thought you told me that last time, and that sounds like it contradicts what you said last time. You said that before that the driver's license was only if you needed to be engaging in commerce on government roads, and that if you just wanted to be a common law individual, a sovereign individual, then all you really needed to do was just have some form of identification. You didn't have to have the driver's license. Now you're saying jurisdiction plays a factor? How is it that a state's jurisdiction can have how is it that they can have jurisdiction over you if you're a common law sovereign individual?
They don't. I'm not changing anything. I don't know exactly where you think I'm changing my story.
But does to my understanding, the United States operates under statutory law, not the common law?
Yeah, government United States. There's three definitions to the word state.
Well, if the government doesn't operate under the jurisdiction, then you're essentially operating, you're just breaking the statutory law. If the government doesn't, what I'm saying is that jurisdictions like Canada recognize the common law as a legal code that they honor, and the United States and the state governments within it do not recognize the common law by and large.
Right. Is that what you found? Is that you have common law has not been recognized by these governments when you've attempted to assert yourself as a common law sovereign citizen?
No. In fact, the law is full of recognizing common law because every title, which is 50 of them, you know, of the Internal Revenue Code, they all have exempts to them.
Would you say that basically that it's just that there aren't enough people that will cite themselves as being under common law as opposed to the statutory laws? That's what one of the issues is? There's just not enough people that know about this stuff, Mary?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, law used to be in schools at the turn of the centuries, and then when government took over, you know, they took law out of it because... if you learn law, you learn true history. You find out how this law was made, why was it made, where is it enforced, and who does it belong to?
Because
that's
basically
why.
The idea is that, as I understand it, let me see if I've got this straight. The idea is the government laws, which are called, as you were saying, Nick, statutory laws, these government laws, they require consent. And most people, you know, one of the other axioms of law is that if you aren't actively opposing the law or you aren't rejecting it, then you're by default assenting to it. You are consenting to that law by your silence. And it's, since most people stay silent about the statutory law, they don't actually explicitly reject it. Therefore, they are subject to it. Am I close to being accurate to your understanding?
Well, that's 50% right. The other one is once you learn how to specify everything and make everything crystal clear that there are two jurisdictions, two sets of citizens, that's voicing, you know, which side you're under.
Right. You basically want to make it clear to the government people that you aren't interested in their jurisdiction and their statutory law and instead exist in this common law realm, which it's all very fascinating. I don't know if the government actually cares. They're probably going to throw you in a jail cell either way. But, Mary, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
And to be honest, my understanding, common law comes from England. Now, there is a common law tradition. People were governed by common law. That doesn't mean that Parliament couldn't pass its own laws. I think that some people with this common law sovereign citizen idea are cherry-picking from common law. They're not looking at how it was historic. Well, common law has never been a set of law outside of the scope of government law. The Parliament and Congresses have always been able to make rules for the citizens. So
interesting.
It's not like, oh, I choose common law and I reject the government. Then
more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well for you for free at freetalklive.com. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet, and they're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. Now, Nick, you sounded like somebody a moment ago. We were talking with Mary about this whole common law concept, and you sound like you're pretty well educated, at least maybe more so than I am at this. I've always found it fascinating what some of these patriots talk about, the idea that statutory law is what we have for the most part in this country, which is all the man laws that say, you know, you can't be naked in public, you can't smoke marijuana, you can't speed, you can't do all this stuff. It's all statutory law. Whereas, from what I understood of common law, and you were saying it is a government thing, common law, didn't exist before government.
Common law basically came about sort of government, but not really generated by the state. It was all generated by rulings of judges and arbitrators. Common law is based on precedent, much like our system today, but that's pretty much all it's based on is custom and precedent.
So I thought that the idea behind common law, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I thought the idea was to essentially say, you know, you shouldn't hurt other people, and if you do, then you've got an actionable case under common law. If you've damaged someone or their property, you've got an actionable case. Whereas anything outside of that is essentially statutory law.
I think that's cherry picking common law too. I mean, common law would allow allow us to storm into someone's house that's living in sin and drag them out and put it.
I'm not sure. I've never read anything in common law like that. I don't know about that. Common law marriage, a lot of people say my common law wife. I don't think that's recognized in the United States. If you live with someone for 7 years under common law, yes, you're considered to have the legal equivalent of having gone and getting a government marriage. So in Canada, people do have common law marriages that the government recognizes, because Canada recognizes the common law. And I forget who it was from thinkfree.ca.
Robert Menard.
Robert Menard. He might be onto something to some extent in Canada with common law. But in the United States, you know, I don't think common law in Canada, I have some doubts about his theories there even. I don't think that common law in any way negates acts of Canadian Parliament. That's not what it is. Common law is just a legal system that in some ways is an alternative because it's still recognized as a holdover.
Right. I don't think they're suggesting it negates it. I think that what their point is that if you, you know, you actively reject the statutory law, then by default you will fall under common law. Do you think that's the case?
No, I don't think you get a choice. That's why it's called a law. A statutory law is a law.
But don't they say the governments were formed by the consent of the governed?
Yeah, so in the...
Then why do they have guns?
Yeah, the theory is that...
this is all theoretical.
Yeah, the theory behind consent is really that people will elect representatives to change the laws. I think they try to come up with... try to make common law something much bigger than it really is. Common law is just common law. It's just general rules that everybody can play by. But that doesn't mean that there's no government or that government rules are voluntary. That's not what it means.
I sure would like a system where we didn't charge people for, you know, for not hurting people, you know, like drug laws and all that other stuff. It seems to me that vice crimes are, you know, largely the reason that the Bill of Rights has been eroded in the United States.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. There is something very, very serious that we need to get stopped right now. They're telling us to contact our officials about this, this weather modification thing.
Oh, no, not you, Paula.
Wait a minute.
They've brought you into this.
About this. We've been watching this happen. I mean, it's destroying our crops here, too. But anyway,
crops in Florida?
Yeah.
What crops?
All the holes, it's put two things, it's ruined a lot of my stuff I've tried to grow.
Oranges?
And, I mean, it's affecting everything.
Now, hold on. I was in Florida up until a year and 3 months ago or so, and my ruby red pink grapefruit were coming up just fine in my backyard. And I had an avocado tree. It was producing just as much.
I'm not talking about the fruit. I'm talking about the vegetable crops and stuff like that you eat, okay?
This
is going to be affected. It's also going to be toxic stuff that will also affect you, okay?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Very,
toxic.
Very dangerous.
Wait, now you started by saying weather modification. Now you're saying something about toxic food?
Okay, yeah, it's going to affect the crop. Let me read it. It says experimental weather modification or mitigation.
Where's this coming from, Paula? Your fax machine?
This is from the government.
The government?
Yeah.
How did you get your hands on this? Is this top secret?
Somebody got it, and they got it into a newsletter. But anyway, the thing is that this whole thing has already been done. It was done July 17, 2007.
What thing
is, because there's been no oversight on this, nobody...
The thing that needs to be stopped, Mark. Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
I'm sorry.
It was said here, please contact all your elected local, state, and federal officials to stop this bill in its present form. This bill needs to have appropriate agriculture...
What are they
going to
do, Paula? Are you alleging that the government can change the weather? Is that what you're alleging?
They're already doing it. That's what's happening up in Georgia. We found that out.
Paula is actually... onto something here.
No, what are you talking about?
In New Hampshire, there is a statute already on the books in New Hampshire that weather modification is legal.
But that doesn't mean you can actually modify the weather.
It doesn't mean that it's terribly practical to do it.
In Florida, they've been seeding thunderclouds. I mean, that is weather modification.
That's possible, yes.
And the federal government did actually pass an act to legalize weather modification.
It amazes me how the hubris of these politicians that believe that somehow they own the weather.
But can you give me, Paula, an example,
maybe a tangible
example of how the government, in your mind, can control the weather?
I'll give you an example, okay? Our meteorologist here saw what happened when our hurricanes came here with Katrina and all that. There were two lines coming right down, chemical trails coming right down the state of Florida.
Oh, no.
There was a crisscross in the middle. Then there were some also over in the Gulf, okay? Japan actually came on the air and said they actually helped with this.
Now, why would the politicians want...
They actually admitted. They were proud of it. They admitted. Oh, man, I heard it.
Sure, Paula. Mark has a question.
Why did the politicians want to cream Florida with four hurricanes in 1 year?
It was to bring martial law. That's what was...
Where's the martial law?
But the martial law
didn't come. That's what they were trying to do with New Orleans, was try to bring martial law.
I was right there in Sarasota, and I didn't see the troops going into Punta Gorda or anything.
I said in New Orleans.
Now, hold on. Now, the chemtrail stuff is just total nonsense, Paula. And here's what I want to know, though, just to try and maybe understand it.
I know people that live there, okay? And I
what is the purpose of the what is the purpose of the chemical trails? Is it to modify the weather or to poison people?
This is going to affect the weather and your crops. It says here it'll change agricultural crop production cycles, microclimates, while reducing crop production and water availability.
So, so now you're not one of the chemtrail kooks that believes it's going to poison people. Is that correct?
Right. We had a bacterial infection that was just spread by the chemtrails. Everybody here got sick.
So what you're saying is the government wants to kill its own people?
They want everybody dead except 500 million worldwide.
Why wouldn't they just walk them in the gas chambers?
I don't know, but they have their way of doing this, okay? I mean, everybody here got very, very sick.
Paula, now, wait a minute. Here's what you need to think about.
They're giving out flu viruses to the young and the old for free. Why aren't they just killing them with those?
Are you
they
saying
are.
Why
they've
would
got,
some...
They've got the HIV and the AIDS and the cancer cells in the vaccinations, okay?
Why would somebody get
I've
up
I've been wondering
and...
where this fleshing virus that's working on my shoulders came from.
Okay, Paula, why would some government bureaucrat... Now, we understand that they're
they
heartless
the
and, you know, awful.
Down.
What, Paula?
Behind
shh, shh, shh. Paula, just a quick question here. Can you imagine for one moment... Now, you have four kids, right?
Yeah, but they're grown.
Okay, I understand. But can you imagine that your four kids were still living in Florida and you were a government bureaucrat who was going to get up there and fly the chemtrail plane and drop all these evil chemicals allegedly on the people of Florida? You'd be dropping chemtrails on your kids, Paula. Would you actually go up and do that?
Do you realize who's running our government? Okay, we're under control.
People without families? I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay, we have a country that wants us out of the picture. There's a Middle Eastern country over in the Middle East that wants us totally out of the picture.
Who's us?
United States.
People.
Or all the Israelites.
Wow, I don't know how you do it, Paula. I really don't know how you do it.
They are behind this war. They have our president totally under their control.
So you're saying...
They tell him what to do.
So you're saying the Jews run the United States?
They don't run it, hon. They want us out of the picture. Matter of fact, I've got the article from Abigail Lieberman.
You've got all kinds of articles, and I'm sure you'll tell us about it some other time. Thank you, Paula. Oh, my gosh. She's still going. I mean, she.
I think you heard the Jewish stuff, though, before. Is that new?
I've never heard it all tied in together like that. She's just out of control.
Something about a Middle Eastern country.
Nonsense, crack pottery. But she's fun. 800-259-9231. Can you imagine being married to her? More on the way. 3 Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. You like the show. You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We know you've got holiday shopping to do. It's not too late to get, I think it's still not quite too late to get delivery by Christmas time. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. No need to go into the stores and deal with traffic and parking and angry customers and all of that. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in. New or used, it doesn't matter what you buy. Load it into your cart, check out, and feel good knowing that not only did you get the stuff you needed, but Free Talk Live also got a percentage of your sale. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
AdamandEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. Fast and discreet shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to AdamandEve.com/talk to find out more. That's AdamandEve.com/talk.
Now, I mentioned we were going to talk about this rape case that has to do with the contractors over in Iraq. Pretty disturbing story from ABC News. A Houston, Texas woman says she was gang raped by Halliburton KBR co-workers in Baghdad and that the company and the U.S. government are now actively covering up the incident. Jamie Lee Jones, who's now 22, says that after she was raped by multiple men at a KBR camp in the Green Zone, the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her that if she left Iraq for medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. Jones says she was told, "Don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be a position here, and there won't be a position in Houston." In a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its then-subsidiary KBR, Jones says she was held in the shipping container for at least 24 hours without food or water by KBR, which posted armed security guards outside her door who would not let her leave. What a story. She says it felt like prison. Who told her story to ABC News as part of a 2020 investigation, "I was upset, curled up in a ball on the bed. I just couldn't believe what had happened." Finally, Jones says she convinced a sympathetic guard to loan her a cell phone so she could call her father in Texas. "I said, 'Dad, I've been raped. I don't know what to do. I'm in this container and I'm not able to leave.' Her father then called their congressman, Representative Ted Poe. Poe contacted the State Department and told them of the urgency of rescuing an American citizen. He says that the State Department quickly dispatched agents from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad to Jones's camp, where they rescued her from the container. So a claim was true. This woman was really being held
in a container,
a shipping container, for at least 24 hours under guard by these contractors. Jones told ABCNews.com that an examination by Army doctors showed that she had been raped both vaginally and anally. Several attackers, she claimed, first drugged her, then repeatedly raped and injured her, both physically and emotionally. But get this, the rape kit apparently mysteriously disappeared after it was handed over to KBR security officers.
Why would they hand it over to them? That's the people that allegedly did it.
That's all there is over there. It's either government, the government bureaucrats, or the private contractors.
You're right.
They're going to hand it to the Iraqis.
And by the time the State Department had her, it was probably too late to do another rape kit.
A spokesperson for the State Department's Bureau of Diplomatic Security said he couldn't comment.
I would think that the Army doctor would be a good enough witness for that.
I don't know, man. Maybe there would.
It's hard to get justice against the government, though, and
right.
In this case, the government's thugs.
Yeah, and in this case, it has to be even harder to get justice in a place where there's nothing else. I mean, that's all there is out there.
This is American citizens. I believe that, to some extent, at least our military courts have jurisdiction.
But a woman can point a finger in the United States, to a large extent, without very much physical evidence, only circumstantial evidence in a rape case, and many times we'll get a conviction. And I don't usually agree with how low we set the burden of proof in sexual assault cases here. But in this case, I would, if she pointed to someone and said he was the one who did it, or these were the ones who did it, if I was a judge, I'd charge them.
Things have gotten better as far as rape goes. I mean, it's not good by any stretch of the imagination. It's certainly terrible just to be accused of it if you didn't do it. But at the same time, you know, you need to have resources for women to go, because rapes do occur.
Well, and then what happens when the law... Now, you're saying, Mark, you think the military courts could take this case.
It would seem like it to me.
But what happens when they're either not interested or they claim that, well, we're sorry, but there's no jurisdiction? Here's the rest of the story. Legal experts, over 2 years later, the Justice Department has brought no criminal charges in the matter. In fact, ABC News couldn't confirm any federal agency was even investigating the case. Legal experts say, because it would make him look bad, right?
Right.
ABC News
What's
got an exclusive.
What's their motivation to find that out?
Legal experts says Jones' alleged assailants will likely never face a judge and jury due to an enormous loophole that's effectively left contractors in Iraq beyond the reach of United States law. So even though these contractors are working for the government and subject to regulations and rules and contract with the government, somehow they're exempt from actually having to follow the government laws.
Well, the military has no jurisdiction. Iraq's a sovereign country, so the civil courts in the United States have no jurisdiction.
So this would have to be handled in an Iraq court,
in an Iraqi court, but the United States, even though it's really not really legally binding in international law, the United States also says our contractors can't be tried under Iraqi law.
Really?
Yeah, they're essentially above the law.
Right, they're completely immune from any prosecution.
That's what happened with Blackwater. We said we wouldn't let Iraq try the Blackwater employees involved in that shooting.
According to the Franklin Pierce Law Center, it's very troubling. Dean John Houston says the way the law presently stands, I would say that they don't have, at least in the criminal system, the opportunity for justice. So there's just this woman has been raped, and her captors and the criminals and the thugs, the rapists in this case, they're going to get off scot-free.
Yeah, they're just continuing to work for the government, continuing to draw those sweet Blackwater paychecks. And they're incredibly high compared to what the soldiers are getting, by
this
the way.
This wasn't Blackwater, though, just
no.
to correct you. This was
KBR.
And Halliburton, right?
Well, Halliburton owned KBR at that time. Apparently, they have since divested themselves of it, so there's that. According, asked what the reasons the departments gave for the apparent slowness of the probes, the representative, her representative from Texas, sounded frustrated. See, he gets to act like he cares, but frustrated that he can't really actually do anything. He says there have been several, I think, there are excuses why the perpetrators haven't been prosecuted, but I think it's the responsibility of the government, the Justice Department, and State Department when crimes occur against American citizens overseas in Iraq, contractors that are paid by the American taxpayer, that we pursue the criminal cases as best as we possibly can, and that people are prosecuted. So he's right on that statement, but he knows that there's nothing he can do about it. So he can just, you know, position himself and act like he gives a damn. Since no criminal charges have been filed, the only other option, according to Hudson, is the civil system, which is the approach that Jones is trying now. But Jones's former employer doesn't want this case to see the inside of a civil courtroom. KBR has moved for Jones's claim to be heard in private arbitration instead of a public courtroom. It says her employment contract requires it. So this is an interesting twist. In arbitration, it says there's no public record nor transcript of the proceedings, meaning that Jones's claims would not be heard before a judge and jury. Rather, a private arbitrator would decide Jones's case. In recent testimony before Congress, employment lawyer Catherine Ventrell Montes said that Halliburton won more than 80% of arbitration proceedings brought against it.
Couldn't she just break her employment contract and get fired?
I'm not sure. I don't know what her contract is like, so... It's hard to say. Now, this sort of makes it sound like arbitration is a bad thing, in that it, you know, is heavily favoring this big corporation over their employees. We don't know what those cases were,
and we don't know what the arbitration, what the contract says. It's not right. Like she necessarily would get to pick who the arbitrator would be. I mean, if they have a shill of an arbitrator, then what are you going to do about
that? Well, and we also know that the arbitration market isn't as fleshed out as it would be in a true free market system without the government courts here. But the real story here is the failure of government. I mean, the arbitration's going to happen. You know, the arbitration's going to happen, and the answer's going to come down, whatever.
Well, since she's gone to the press, she'll likely get a settlement.
Yeah. Right. But the real tragedy is the fact that this is a real crime against a person that has been committed, and your loving government that is supposed to be protecting your freedoms and protecting your liberties is just sitting back saying, well, sorry, we've got a law loophole here. It looks like we can't do anything about this, ma'am. Well, you're just going to have to
sure
enjoy
continue to employ KBR.
Yeah.
Continue to write them checks.
Yeah, and keep employing those same guys, too.
Have the assailants been named publicly? At all?
That is not me.
She probably doesn't even know.
Quite possibly she doesn't know their names, but that would be really the one thing you could do to them is publish their names.
We're short on time here. Let's get to Jeff in Kentucky. Jeff, quick comment. You got about 20, 30 seconds.
Hey, this is not the first case that's been going on like this. There's something called command rape, and Suzanne Swift, she was a PFC in the military, had the exact same thing happen to her by her military superiors.
And did anything happen?
No, they're still fighting out in court battles, and there was another woman besides Suzanne Swift. Her name's LaVonna Johnson, and she committed suicide in Iraq after being raped.
Unfortunately, there is a lot of that, a lot of this sort of, they describe it here as a boys-will-be-boys atmosphere.
That's right.
In the company barracks, and it just does not sound like a friendly place for females to be. I wish we had more time for you, man. Call us back tomorrow night if you like. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Just another disturbing story, and yet another reason why the U.S. military doesn't need to be anywhere near these other countries. More tomorrow night. See you online at freetalklive.com.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.